CBS News attacked Donald Trump's no tax on tips proposal, until Kamala Harris copied him. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 12, 2024. In a stunning display of hypocrisy and double standards, CBS News attacked former President Donald Trump when he announced his no tax on tips policy proposal in June and then suddenly became uncritical of the idea when Vice President Kamala Harris copied Trump on Saturday. Vice President Kamala Harris is rolling out a new policy position, saying she'll fight to end taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers, CBS announced in a Monday ex-post. However, when Trump first announced the policy proposal in June, CBS adopted a strikingly different tone. Former President Donald Trump's vow to stop taxing tips would cost the federal government up to $250 billion over 10 years, according to a nonpartisan watchdog group, the news outlet said in a June 17 ex-post. Notably, Harris is facing heavy backlash for copying the campaign promise, which Trump first announced during her campaign rally on Saturday. Social media users reacted to the vice president's remark with the hashtag #CopycatKamala, pointing out that Trump had been campaigning on eliminating taxes on tips for months. To make matters worse, Harris voted in 2022 to pass legislation to allow the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, to track down workers' tips so that they could be taxed. On August 7, 2022, Harris cast the tie-breaking vote to pass the Inflation Reduction Act, which provided $80 billion in additional funding to the IRS, which then got to work cracking down on the service industry's reporting of tips for taxation purposes. On Monday, this revelation became a top trend on X, as social media users flocked to the platform to share that not only is Harris plagiarizing Trump's campaign but her newfound stance is also a flagrant contradiction of her work as vice president. X's artificial intelligence, Grok, summarized the top trend with the following explanation. Kamala Harris has announced her support for eliminating taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers, a policy initially proposed by former President Donald Trump. This announcement has sparked criticism and accusations of plagiarism from various conservative figures and media outlets. They point out that Harris previously supported legislation allowing the IRS to track workers' tips, suggesting a contradiction in her stance. The discussion highlights the political dynamics around tax policies and the scrutiny of politicians' consistency in their positions. If Kamala Harris was literally the tie-breaking vote enabling the IRS to track tips in the service industry, were it not for politicians, we'd have nothing for politicians to save us from, one ex-user pointed out. Kamala Harris is copying Trump's position. Except she's lying because she cast the tie-breaking vote as president of the Senate to pass a bill that funded a program in the IRS making it mandatory for workers to report their tips for taxation, another wrote. Don't be fooled by what they say, look at how they vote, a third commented. Jackie Rosen and Kamala Harris are the reason the IRS has more power to track down workers' tips so that they could be taxed. They'll say anything to get your votes so they can take your money. She will say whatever you want her to say, then once in office she will do whatever she is told to do. Another ex-user exclaimed. Kamala Harris promises to end taxes on tips. If she gets elected, why isn't Kamala Harris doing any of this now? Another asked, referring to the fact that Harris is currently in office as vice president. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X @Armastrangelo, and on Instagram.